Hello, America. I'm Lowell Davidson, servant and apostle of Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and speaking to you by audio from my office in my home in Plano, Texas. I was born and raised in the state of Missouri and attended church where they taught John Wesley Methodism. They said they believed every word of the Bible, and I didn't think I believed any, frankly. And my heart pretty well proved that. My father had faith. My mother was an intellect, and she could read the Bible clearly, but she didn't believe it. My dad actually couldn't read it as clearly as mother, but he believed some of it, and the part he really believed was healing. He was healed by the Lord many times. He also believed that if he's in trouble for money, God will get him out. That amazed me. I just didn't have time to believe. I was too caught up in my own self. But when I was 26 years of age, at the University of Missouri, getting ready to enter into School of Veterinary Medicine, 1958, month of August, actually, God visited me and said, I do not want you to be a veterinarian. I want you to be a minister of the gospel. I didn't believe that could be God. It so scared me because of the presence of God. Later was reminded what Moses said, how the presence of God, he did exceedingly fear, a fearful sight. But when I was visited by God, I started praying, oh Lord, don't send me to hell. Don't send me to hell. Don't send me to hell. I thought, what a prayer. I also was scared, real fearful. But I didn't want to do what God told me to do. God doesn't ask you, he tells you. He gives orders. And the quicker you learn that, the better off you'll be. But I went to the School of Veterinary Medicine, University of Missouri. Graduated in 1962, moved to Texas, started my veterinary practice, built a modern veterinary hospital on 121, just near Highway 75, south of McKinney. Very successful. 1969, God said, sell your veterinary hospital and your practice, obey me. January 2nd, 1970, I did just that, not knowing where I was going, nor did I have too many people that thought I knew what I was doing. In fact, everyone told me that I'd made a mistake at a very successful practice. Didn't know anybody, had owned two farms, horses, cattle, investments, and so forth. And I wasn't happy. My success actually made me unhappy. I was too busy. I didn't have time to fish as much as I'd like to. But anyway, I was a responsible person, and if I were called, and I did primarily a horse practice, if I were called on a horse, I'd go day or night, didn't matter, and attend to it, and that was my lifestyle, that was my heart, that was the way I was. I wasn't a slothful person that thought you didn't have to work. I wasn't on Don't say that. No, I wasn't on food stamps, never will be. Thank God, you people that are on food stamps, you need to repent, get you a job, and go to work. Serve Jesus. Read the Bible. Turn to Christ. But you know what you've done? You've done what I'm about to say to America. You have eaten the fruit of lies. You have trusted in mighty men. You have trusted in socialism. You have trusted in the government, who only want you to sign up with them for your vote. I would not be so weak to sell my vote for food stamps. That's an incredible thing. But you've eaten the fruit of lies and trusted in the mighty men of America. And now America's in the condition that it's in because you have rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead. In 1970, shortly after I sold my veterinary practice in hospital, I met Derek Prince. He was an Englishman, a graduate of Eton College, Cambridge University. I don't know if he graduated from Cambridge, but he did Eton. Intellect, very nice person, one that people liked because of his intellect. And I became very well acquainted with him. And then also in September 1970, I met Kenneth Hagin at First Assembly of God Church in Afton, Oklahoma. One morning, he was doing a meeting there, and I drove down and met him. So I met two of the leading preachers in the charismatic movement. I also gave some money to Billy Graham and received communications from his ministry. Also had some communication with Oral Roberts, Kenneth Copeland, who else? Amen. Pat Robertson. And there wasn't too many people that I didn't listen to or know something about. But one thing I noticed about all of them, they couldn't read the Bible well, that they did not practice what the Bible said. I wasn't going to be deceived by those people. Life's too short, the way I thought about it, to be deceived by somebody that can't even read a fifth grade level book accurately and then practice it. Within that Bible, it instructs you what to do. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves. I certainly wasn't going to deceive myself, and I wasn't ignorant enough to be deceived by someone that thought they were intelligent and couldn't even read fifth grade. So, you said, well, that you're real arrogant. Oh, who cares? I've been at this 43 years, and I've survived it, never asked the church for one penny. Haven't passed an offering plate since June 96, and knew very well, been out of debt since 85, don't have any sickness in my body, pray for my country, and led by the Spirit, also got a group of young people that are now associated with me after the older people left because of their unbelief. God judged this ministry when the power of darkness hit it, and then outpour, and people that with their hard hearts were offended because of their stony heart. When affliction and persecution came, they were offended, they left. They made false accusations. They said all kinds of wicked things about me, none which were true. So that's what everybody says. Yeah, but that's what God says in this case. And they thought they'd destroy me, bring me down. My name was mentioned in 285 newspapers on one day, or in one day, in 2006, I think it was. That it didn't matter to me. None of them were true, and I knew it. I was honest, and I wasn't a liar. I didn't believe lies, and I wasn't afraid of your lies. So it didn't make any difference what people thought about me or said about me. By that time, early on, I was a people pleaser. I wanted to be like my people. But I came to the place where I don't care if anybody likes me. If God be for you, who can be against you? And God is for me. And he's proven that over and over and over and over and over again. Never late paying my bills in advance. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. I pay in advance. If God is a rich man, owns all the silver, all the gold, all the cattle on 1,000 hills, I said, well, let's pay in advance, and we'll never get a past due bill. So that's the way I've served God for all these 33 years in the ministry, plus 7 years prior, or 10 years prior to that, pardon me. From 70 to 80. Doing well, happy as I can be, expecting God to do great things through this ministry, because I know if preaching could save America, it might have been saved a long time ago. But when preachers can't tell the truth and people trust in lies, what are they going to do? They're going to fall on the rock, on the stone, and if that's Jesus, and if they fall on him, he'll be broken to pieces. If he falls on them, he'll grind them to powder. And most of them have fallen on Jesus and then wouldn't stay. They left. They didn't want the things of God. But many, the rock and the stone that the builders rejected are now, has now fallen upon them, grinding them to powder. What a pathetic case America's in. Oh my God, they don't know that the government of the United States will go broke. It's well on its way. They don't believe that. They just trust in lies. They believe lies, go out and do their own thing. Well, you know, I don't know, and I want to say any more in this audio than this. I'm on Roku, I'm on live stream, and today at 1 o'clock Central Daylight Time, I'll be live speaking to the world and worship and praise. Have a group with me that praise and worship as I do, and we be ministered in song, thank God, and dance, preaching the gospel, doing the will of God from the heart, expecting for God to do greater things than Jesus did, because he went to the Father. That's John 14:12. Greater things we will do. I've been at this since 1980, public ministry. See lots of devils cast out, a lot of people healed, great miracles. Believe God, prayed for my country, ministered overseas, worldwide, shortwave. Thank God for years on the sea, television. Now we're on live stream, Roku. Amen. And we're also on the sea. sound short wave at 5 days a week, 7 to 8 a.m., Israel and Africa, Southeast Europe, I guess. It's a great blessing to preach the gospel and have people with me that will believe. It saddens my heart that so few will believe the simple written word of God. It's easy, folks. Just read it, and God give you understanding. He will in all things. He'll do it. He did me. I praise the Lord for what we're doing in the world. I praise the Lord for those that are with me. And there are quite a few of them now in America and some throughout the world that have decided to believe this gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It's the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, Jew first and also to the Greek, amen. It's really sad. The leaders of our country have no integrity, no honesty. They just speak lies one to another, and people believe them. They like the lies that they tell. Thank God. My heart is grieved within me. I would like to stop talking, but the Spirit of God is pressing me to speak to America, to the world. Continue to speak unless God stands up and demonstrates His power once again through this ministry as He did in the 80s and 90s. Thank God America won't see anything but more lies taught, more lies. I believe that there's a movement coming by the Spirit, through my ministry, through my heart, through my mouth. Thank God, an overflowing of the Spirit of God falling upon those that are with me. Amen. That God will show us again His great power. His great power. You say, what happened to you? Nothing. In 2003, God sent me to pray for America. Sent me to pray for America. He stopped me doing a lot of teaching and preaching and casting out devils. But pray for America. We flew to all 48 states in 2003 and 2004 and prayed for America. By June, we had finished. And then the power of darkness really hit me. Thank God. All kinds of wickedness was done against me. People stopped believing, started believing lies about me, still do, telling lies. It's amazing how easy they lie. Thank God. But, you know, God laughed at you. He mocked you because you didn't believe that He upheld His servant, Doyle. Most of you still don't. But you've been warned, and I'll continue to warn you. For my love, I've received hatred. Amen. I've given myself unto prayer, and I'll continue to do that. We're moving on, folks. There is a group of people in America, in Plano, in Missouri, in Oklahoma, in Kansas, in Tennessee, in Wisconsin, in Indiana, in Arkansas, thank God, in California, amen, Colorado, amen. I'm calling them up as fast as they come up by the Spirit. I'm speaking about Hawaii. Thank God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Illinois. Thank God. Amen. Blessed be the name. Florida. Amen. That are with me, that believe this gospel. Thank God. That regularly contribute to my ministry. Now, I don't have to beg. I don't have to ask. And I don't sell anything. I don't sell anything. I give everything away. Because it's what God wants me to do. Amen. Now, you people that buy their lives, they won't do you any good. And you're sowing your money to the flesh. And to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. That's the sixth chapter of the book of Galatians. Sow the Spirit, you reap to the Spirit. Sow the flesh, you reap to the flesh. Well, I don't know. I'll probably be back this afternoon with some more of this. But right now, I think I've set it up. God bless you. This is Doyle Davidson speaking from his office in his home, Plano, Texas. God loves you, and I love you, and I've proven I love you. 1 John 5:2, by this you know that you love the children of God when you love God and keep his commandments. Good day. See you later.